Hello and welcome to the Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today is part two of how to create a social media marketing strategy. Last week, Martin, we looked at objectives, the audience and resources. What are we looking at this week?
So this week we need to work out which platforms we're going to use, and we use the information that we gathered from the first week by looking at what we're trying to achieve in the first place, and then seeing which platform is best to actually achieve that goal. So if, for instance, we decide that one of the key reasons we're going to use social media is for customer service, we want to increase our levels of customer service online and maybe try and make some cost savings by reducing the size of a call center, for instance, we wouldn't immediately choose YouTube for that objective. Whereas something like Get Satisfaction or maybe Twitter, they are the right platforms to use for that objective.
Do you think it's a common mistake that people make that they choose the wrong platforms when they're thinking about social media?
Well, I think a lot of people still have in their head social media is Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn. And that's just a mistaken way of looking at it. So a lot of people will jump onto Facebook and create a Facebook page. And we've said this 100 times before. They'll create a Facebook page because they think they need one because everybody else has one, rather than looking at actually what can a Facebook page do for the business.
Next, what else do you need to do in a strategy?
Well, you need to be thinking about what if once you've defined your platform or you've found what platform you're going to be going out on, you need to be thinking about what you're going to be doing on there. If it's customer service, then the role is essentially to listen and respond. So you don't have to be planning too far ahead, you just have to make sure you're responding. But if you're using it for brand building or for lead generation and that sort of thing, what you should be doing is looking at the content. So what you're actually going to be putting out there, and always have in mind the customer's perspective. Don't ask yourself what would I like to see, because you're in the business. Ask yourself, or even better, ask your customers what they will find of value from your business. So what content can you be putting out there? Is it how-to advice and videos? Is it blogs talking about industry news? Or is it going to be something topical? Are you going to try and be funny, irreverent? Think about what sort of content you're going to be putting out there and then create a content calendar for that.
So you're saying plan things in advance rather than do things on the hoof, which I know a lot of businesses struggle with.
Yes, I mean, I've had people tell me that they've spent 20 minutes trying to write a tweet. It's just an ineffective use of time. What you want to be doing is looking ahead, like I say, and looking at key dates. So for instance, if you're putting out a lot of content, well, are you putting out content related to your industry and what's going on in the industry? So for instance, is there a key date coming up, a key conference maybe, something like that? And then you can write some blogs or create some videos surrounding that big talking point within your industry.
Last week we talked about objectives, Martin. After you made the objectives, you've identified your platforms, you've put together a content plan, is there anything else you've got to think about in terms of the objectives you've made?
Well, think about the whole process. So for instance, let's just take it back to one of the most common objectives that people have, which is increasing sales. Think about actually what the process is for that. People are very rarely going to click on a tweet, for instance, and buy something, unless it's a wildly good offer. It's normally the consideration at that stage. So what we're looking to do is get people's attention with the content and maybe try and get something off them in return. So maybe we're putting out an email subscriber list or a white paper where people have to give an email address to download that. Then you've got a lead. So that actually directly relates back to your objective.
Thanks, Martin. And next week, it's part three of putting together a social media marketing strategy. And you can also listen to part one, which is on our website, statusocial.com.